Hello.
When I tell this story, I still get a little bit nervous. Yeah, it was a very scary experience. It was the winter of 08, and I was taking classes at the university here at UAA, and I was living in the Mac apartments. Those of you that aren't familiar with the Mac apartments, there's an upstairs. Mine had a downstairs and an upstairs, and in the upstairs, there were four individual bedrooms and one person in each bedroom. And just like every night, I'm in my room, I'm by myself, and the doors, when they close, they lock. And the only way you can get inside the room is with a key that's like a credit card. You know, you slide it in, and you can't pick the lock. You know, like, you know, I remember my brother would run into the room and scare me by picking the lock when I was a kid. But you can't do that here. And it's just like every night, I'm laying there, and all of a sudden I wake up, and that's out of the ordinary. And I'm awake, and I lean over, I grab my phone, I look at the time, and it's 1:57 in the morning. And I think, why am I up right now? I don't have to pee, I'm not hungry, what's the deal? And as soon as these thoughts went through my mind, I felt this. You ever, like, had your hands close to your face, and you're not necessarily touching you, but you can feel that presence close to you? And I felt that presence around my neck. And never had anything like this happen to me before. And as an EMT, I'm thinking, okay, medically, what's going on? Like, why? What is this? You know? And I quickly processed and quickly realized that though I don't pray often, like, I should pray for some reason right now. Like, this isn't normal. And the first word of my prayer was God. And I said this prayer out loud, and I said, God. And as soon as I said that, this thing around my neck clamped down on my neck, and I couldn't breathe. And the scary thing was, I could immediately feel 10 individual fingers clamp around my neck. Oh my God. I was freaking out. I can't breathe. I can't get up. I'm like, what is going on right now? I start banging on the wall to my roommate who's right beside me. Banging on the wall, and I don't think it went on too long. I can't really tell you how long it did go on, but it stopped. And when it stopped, I shot out of bed and ran out of my room, and I'm looking around. It's like 2-something in the morning. No one's awake, right? And I'm like sweating. I'm like, what in the world just happened? And just like so many traumatic things in our lives, you know, I talk myself out of it. I'm like, that didn't happen. No. And almost maybe to prove it to myself, I finally talked myself into going back into the room, and I did that, and I went to bed, and things were fine, and I woke up the next morning, and nothing happened for a long time. And I've always been the kind of guy that if I believe in a ghost, I want it to walk up to me in Pilates or something at 3 p.m. and swat my coffee out of my hands or something, you know? I want there to be witnesses, you know? So this, I was like, yeah, that didn't happen. So now here we are, now it's the spring of 2011, and I'm sleeping, and this was a distinct difference. This was, I almost consider it sleep paralysis. Some of you may be familiar with that, when you wake up and your mind is awake, and your body's awake, one of them's awake and the other one's not, right? And so I'm in this state. No big deal, all right? I'm like, okay, I just need to wake up here in a little bit. And all of a sudden, I felt this evil, evil presence around. Like, I'm scared. Like, I have nothing to be afraid about. I'm in my own home. And then I have this image in my head, and it's a nightmare. But I'm awake. Like, I'm aware of the things around me, right? And I'm in this room. There's this orange 1970s couch here with this old TV. In front of it, there's someone on the couch, and I don't know who that is. The room is like cement cinder blocks, like tinted green and black, and they're creating this like half dome shaped roof, and it's dark on this side, and it's well lit just as it is here on this side. That's kind of creepy. On this side, and all of a sudden, I was reminded of that same energy, that same presence in 2008. And I said, I don't know if I said this out loud. Again, I'm in this weird state. I said, why do you attack me at night? Oh, wow. And I said, why do you attack me at night? And I can't tell you that for a fact this response was whispered into my ear, but I know that my mind processed this response as if someone was speaking it to me. And it's very distinct and very obvious. And as soon as they said it, I woke up immediately and was terrified, wondering if I need to wake up my roommate, like, what is going on? Like, the response said, because you're less distracted and you're vulnerable. And I was like, that makes so much sense. Like, you know, at night when we're by ourselves, there's less distractions from the world, and maybe we're more in tune to what's going on and whatever that is. And so I've never had night terrors or nightmares, and pretty pleasant life. And not, other than those two experiences, nothing has really happened. And so that's the end of the story. And I try to relate it to going back to the night of 08 when that happened. I think, what happened in my life that could have changed that? I didn't drink a six-pack before I went to bed, and there was no diet changes or anything like that. And the only thing that changed it, and I don't know if this is what happened, but I went on this trip to Red Shirt Lake, and we were looking for firewood. And the only available firewood that we could find was a spruce tree that was perched on this cabin that was just abandoned and, done. Like, one wall was missing, a roof was missing, there were some items left in the cabin. And so we chopped up the spruce tree for firewood. And that was the only thing that I could think of, why, what could have happened. And so I've always wondered if it was a response from that cabin. And so it seems like I'm out of time, but thanks for listening. Yeah.
Well, I am never going to go to sleep again.